This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The governor of Pennsylvania has a decision to make. By tomorrow, Ed Rendell must decide whether to sign a law that could stop cities from offering cheap, high-speed internet access to residents. Verizon, the communications company, backs the bill. It says governments have no business competing with commercial internet providers. Advocates of cheap internet access say the governor's decision will affect whether low-income consumers ever get high-speed internet connections. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Philadelphia has a simple goal, according to the city's chief information officer, Diana Neff.
To provide a citywide wireless infrastructure that would allow for the universal access and affordable access to the internet for all residents.
Years ago, that would have meant wiring the entire city. But wireless technology has changed all that. The city says it can do the job for $10 million or so and charge about $15, significantly less than what commercial providers ask. But Verizon's Eric Rabe says there's a very good reason for those cheap prices.
Governments have advantages that businesses like Verizon can't reach. They don't pay taxes. They have cheaper access to capital. And so they certainly have an unfair competitive advantage if they decide to compete with us.
So Verizon has backed a law similar to those passed in a dozen other states. It would give the company a first shot at building the high-speed network that Philadelphia and other cities want to construct. But Josh Silver with the advocacy group Free Press says Verizon doesn't need a helping hand.
These companies like Verizon or Comcast, they already enjoy monopoly control of information providing for communities.
And Silver notes that the law only requires that Verizon make an offer to serve a community that plans to start a wireless network. The company can charge whatever it likes. And Philadelphia's Diana Neff says there's no guarantee Verizon will offer the kind of ubiquitous network the city says it needs.
And we believe that's critical for Philadelphia to survive and be attractive for companies, young professionals to want to come and locate in Philadelphia.
For years, community activists have complained that telecom companies have ignored rural and low-income areas as too expensive to reach. But Verizon's Eric Rabe notes the Pennsylvania law would also require that his company offer high-speed access to all residents by 2015. In exchange, he feels Verizon deserves some consideration from cities planning to roll out their own services.
Since the law requires us to dive into a swimming pool, we just want to make sure there's some water in it. And so what we've asked is that municipalities, which might go into competition with us, check with us first and make sure that we're not planning to enter their community before they do it.
Verizon says it might let the Philadelphia project go ahead, but the law could stop other Pennsylvania communities from following suit. Meanwhile, backers of universal access technology are working on strategies that slip under the radar of these laws. In Illinois, the Champaign-Urbana Community Wireless Network doesn't need city funds to spread the gospel of universal access. Project coordinator Sasha Meinrath says the setup relies on volunteers and donations to expand access.
So the idea is really to build a system that you can create out of recycled old computers and off-the-shelf equipment.
So the real threat to Verizon and other companies could come in the form of a bunch of geeks on a mission. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.